plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This week, we are chatting with our patrons again. It is the end of May. It is time to get back together with the funnest group you've ever come across in the Wasteland. Don't be fooled, though. They will blow your head off if they need to. But welcome back, everybody. we're kind of in a weird mood today as we begin starting and doing the pre-show stuff, so maybe that'll work its way into this episode. But this week, we are talking about the Fallout 3 remaster. Oblivion remaster came out. It looks like Fallout 3 was the next thing on the docket, according to leaked documents from way back when and a bunch of other stuff that's going on the internet. And because Oblivion was such a success, it would be kind of silly for them not to give Fallout 3 the same kind of thing. But we want to talk about the details. What do we like about the Oblivion remaster? What do we want them to take from that and use in the Fallout 3 remaster? What things do we want them to change? What things do we want them to absolutely make different? And what things do we want to stay the same? And in order to do that this week, we've got our wonderful patrons. We have Pumpkin and Nova, No Fill, No Thrill, Ethan, Lil Green, St. Giub, AK Spartan, and Void joining me this week. Welcome, everybody. And on the count of three, go ahead and unmute. On the count of three, let's, you know what's fun about Fallout 3 is the fact that the power armor looks like just regular clothing. So let's make power armor sounds on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Very cool. All right. Welcome, everybody. Here, let's kick off the conversation. One of the big things that came to the Oblivion remaster, one of the ways that they made it possible, was that they kept the original engine underneath running everything. The way that the NPCs work, the way the physics work, a lot of that stuff is basically the same. Some settings were changed, like leveling up, and some of the combat stuff is a little bit different. But for the most part, the core engine is still there. The thing that they put on top of that was Unreal Engine 5 with completely updated graphics for everything. Way up-resed, higher resolution, better lighting, new character models, especially when it came to like the faces of the individuals, some of the monsters, all of that stuff looks much upgraded and yet still very different from the original, but still kind of has some of the original appeal and feel to it. What do you think they will do when it comes to Fallout 3, based on what they've done with Elder Scrolls? And what do you expect and what do you hope? Who would like to chime in about graphics? Who wants to start us off? I'm just staring into the void for a little while until I'll still at void for a while. Ethan wants to kick us off. Ethan, welcome to the chat, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think about graphics when it comes to Fallout 3? It's an old game at this point.
It is. Honestly, it is. I think even for its time, it was a little on the not pretty side, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, it's part of it. Having a big expansive open world is you have to kind of put your eggs in certain baskets, so it means less than others. But yeah, it was a little bit dated even when it launched.
Yeah. I think that what they've done with layering Unreal Engine 5 on top of Oblivion has really like elevated it to honestly probably as best as it could possibly look. I don't know. I mean, unless you were to make it in a whole other, I don't know, Rockstar's engine, but I don't see that something like that being happening. I think Unreal Engine 5 is the top tier of the top tier. It's best you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it came, you in the pre-chat, you said that you got to play the Oblivion remaster. I always want to say remake, but remaster is the official title. And when it comes to the way that those graphics were changed, what did you think about that, and how do you think they could apply the same kind of thing to Fallout 3? Like, specifically, are there certain things that you would really like them to do?
Oh, yeah. So this is, it's probably weird to start with, but I think probably the biggest to me is the water. The water in Oblivion looks gorgeous. It's beautiful and really sets the backdrop for a lot of like the main cities, because they tend to have rivers and such around them. The tech they have there with Unreal Engine 5 is mind-blowing, and the whole theme of water throughout Fallout 3, I think that's like a very important thing to have, is that water tech.
Yeah, no, that's a cool point, because this is kind of fun and interesting. Water tech goes all, like, Bethesda being innovative in water tech with the games they put out goes all the way back to like Morrowind. In fact, that was one of the big things when Morrowind came out that people talked about, where they were like, holy crap, look at the water, because they were actually using shaders to make the water look more interesting, which were new to graphics cards that year. Having good water makes sense for Fallout 3. Absolutely. You know what that also makes me think about is the underground locations, the going through the subway, and how dark and scary that was the first time playing through it. I would imagine really cool lighting with some of that stuff would really up the intensity of those locations. But Saint has some thoughts here. Saint, what are you thinking?
Strictly speaking, yeah, no, I mean, I think the definitely doing updates as far just general updates that we kind of saw with the Oblivion remaster. I would love to see a lot of things with, you know, the water, and possibly, I know, what few trees or things that can flow, like with, you know, wind physics, to actually see that kind of movement. But the biggest thing change I'd like to see, which really wouldn't even require Unreal 5, is just for them to kind of strip back some of the layers of like green filters and stuff that are over the wasteland. When the first time I played Fallout 3, I played it when it came out, and I thought, oh yeah, this is what the nuclear wasteland is supposed to look like. But after a while, I was like, okay, this is getting it got a little irritating. And then after seeing Fallout 4 the way it looked, I'm like, I much prefer that more clean landscape. So if they could strip that away, or even just let me turn the filters off, I would love it.
Yeah, having options for that makes a lot of sense. One of the things that they got a lot of pushback on with Oblivion was the fact that it was less color saturated.
Yes.
Because Oblivion, the original, was very saturated, and they had this like faux sort of light effect, which made everything bloom weird and all of that. And then they did less of that in the remaster, and then some people pushed back on that, and they were like, it doesn't look like the original. Do you think we'll get the same sort of thing with Fallout 3 if it looks less green and brown?
There's probably people who, like, in their mind, that's what it's always going to be. And I mean, you're going to have contrarians too, who are always going to say, oh no, I want the old thing better, just to, for the sake of being argumentative. So yeah, absolutely. There are going to be people who are going to want it, just like how on the PC version of Oblivion, you have mods that were already putting, you know, stripping away that sepia tone, like, you know, filter that we see on the remaster. I more than guarantee someone will put like a filter on to put the green back in Fallout 3.
Yeah, I like your idea about putting a toggle just in the game settings from the beginning. If you want more green, it can be more green. If you want more realistic and less color filtered, you can do that too. I think that's a smart choice.
And actually, I don't know how easy this would be to implement, but it just reminded me of something. Was that in
I think we lost you.
The Halo 1 re-release. When you just were able to just toggle back and forth between the original and then the updated graphics, it was just fun because, you could just see how far, like, the steps they took to make that look so much more polished and so much more beautiful. Again, like, it just would, for me, that would just do so much. It's like, oh, wow, look what all the 20 years of progress has given us.
Yeah, so you broke up a little bit in there, but you're talking about the Halo edition where you could, like, toggle between the two, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. And I would just love to see something similar with Fallout. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. It's just an internet thing. This happens. That would be cool. I don't know how possible that is, but that would be cool. Spartan raised his hand. Spartan, did you have something you wanted to add to this?
Yeah, I more of just like with the graphics and how everything looks discussion in general, because I don't disagree with anything that's been said so far. I just was thinking something that I really liked about the Oblivion remaster, or when I was playing through it, is I thought they did a fantastic job with updating the models for everything, like all the enemies and everything like that. And I think that would probably be the biggest thing that I would be interested in, like, because I think that Fallout especially has really cool, unique enemies, like the super mutants and things like that, like the stuff that is unique to Fallout. that's not just like, oh, it's like a, you know, it's a dog or it's a raider, like where it's just kind of like token video game enemy guy.
Right, right. Like the weird mutations and the yeah. very unique stuff. Yeah, sure.
I think that's one of the things that I've always found really interesting and fun about actually playing the games is the uniqueness of some of the stuff that you find in a wasteland like that. And that's something that I would want to definitely have them make sure they did again for if they're doing Fallout 3 like they did for Oblivion, because I thought that really was a boost for my experience, especially with how much like dungeon delving and just kind of exploring is a big part of any Bethesda game. Like I want the things that I'm finding in those spaces to look updated in this sense.
Sure. So here's an interesting question. When it comes to the ghouls in Fallout 3 and New Vegas look very different than they do in, say, Fallout 4, but they also look different from they did when they looked in Fallout 1 and 2, when you at least zoomed up on them and they had those animated heads. That seems to be one of the things that some people push back on. I like the Fallout 4 and 76 ghouls. I think that they look cool in their own way. But there's this thing that happens in Fallout 3 because of the low poly and the blurry models where it's almost like their faces are more grotesque in some sort of way. Does that make sense? People are nodding here. Do you think that that's what do you do? If you were the designer, do you update them and just take them more in a Fallout 4 direction? Or do you just emphasize the way the ghouls looked in 3 and just kind of lean into it? What do you think? Does anybody have thoughts on that? Spartan, go ahead.
I think with modern capabilities, you could probably kind of meet in the middle there. Like you could clean up how things look from a texture or like, you know, res standpoint, but then also go back to a more grotesque base design for the ghouls. So you're cleaning things up in terms of like maybe polish, but you're going back to something that the fans like with the nastier design.
Yeah, and I have to be specific in it because it's not like the Fallout 4 ghouls aren't gross and nasty, and like the feral ones aren't gross and nasty in their own way. It's, I think the thing that makes it seem that way in Fallout 3 is that they include colors like green inside. Does that make sense? Like you look at a ghoul in Fallout 3 and it has flesh tones, but then there are also these parts that are kind of green. It's almost like something's growing inside their skin, but it's a blurry texture. You can't really see it very up close. Does that make sense? Ethan, I saw you nodding along. You were like,
yeah. I was gonna chip in with the whether to choose Fallout 4 or that, but I on that topic over there, yeah, the green specifically, which is both in like in 3 and in New Vegas,
right?
It adds this like nasty, like almost like they've recently threw up or something. It's
yeah, or there's some sort of growth,
great way.
Yeah, some sort of biological growth of like, I don't know,
yeah, something's just growing. A splatter of nastiness.
yeah, so weird. Anybody else have any thoughts on this stuff so far? Pumpkin's got thoughts. What do you think, Pumpkin?
I want to know if they would keep like the old school models of like super mutants and Deathclaws.
Yeah.
Or if they would try to update them or not.
Well, based on
because like Oblivion, I think a modern version of the old school ones would be really cool looking.
Right. Based on what they did with Oblivion is that they updated the models in what feels like a very true to Oblivion way without moving all the way to Skyrim. If that makes sense. And some more than others, you know, like a flame Atronach is a little Skyrim-y, but not to the point where it looks exactly like a Skyrim one. It looks kind of somewhere in between. But a lot of the designs are very, they give me this feeling that they're true to the spirit of the character as it was in the original Oblivion, right? And so I would assume that when it comes to super mutants, you're not going to get Fallout 4 super mutants. You're going to get kind of the bulkier, broader shouldered kind of Fallout 3 super mutant. At least that's my assumption when it comes to that.
I always believe that also the older Deathclaws were scarier than the newer ones.
Yes. Yeah. The Deathclaw designs have definitely changed over time. Yeah. Again, certain ones feel a little bit more lanky and a little more, I don't know, claw-y, if that makes sense. And the Fallout 4 ones seem a little more bulky, kind of big. Lil Green, I saw that you wanted to chime in too. What are you thinking?
No, I was thinking for like when it comes to like upgrading the graphics, still I want to still see like the Fallout 3 like charm and like, but with more detail, I guess. Like Fallout 4 has its own look, 76 has its own look. I will still want to see, like be able to pull up a screenshot of like something modern and be like, oh, this is definitely Fallout 3. But like, I want to see everything else. I want to see like what would like the like mostly what would they do with a centaur? Because those things were grotesque as it is.
Yeah.
And maybe now like having more detail in it with like modern graphics and stuff like that. What would that look like? How would they and like because like they seemed slimy in 3 when you didn't really have a lot of reflections. But like with our ray tracing technology nowadays, like what would that look like? How disgusting would that be? So, especially running in Unreal, I know it's a possibility, but like that's really one enemy that I would love to see come to the modern age.
I wonder if we can take influence or at least the precedence of something like the Snallygaster in 76, because it has a similar kind of hodgepodge body parts, kind of gooey, fleshy kind of thing going on. And if you take that as inspiration and use that for a centaur with like features. Like,
and but the one thing is like being like 76 is like the live game. I feel like some things in like 4 are a little bit better, even though it's an older game. So like I would love to see like what that would be. Just a more modern game, better graphics, better everything. But like I agree. Like the Snallygaster is a good base.
I'm just talking as like for inspiration. From an inspiration standpoint. Yeah, and you're right. The graphics on 76 are good in their own ways, but they actually dialed them down. They reduced the texture quality, especially on PC, as they continue to build out the game in order for it to work better for performance for multiple players. So the textures are actually lower quality, or at least exactly on par, but they started higher quality than Fallout 4, but now they're even with it or something. I don't know. There was some sort of change they made a few years back, but
I agree with you. Like, it's a good starting point, like for like the Snallygaster in general. But like, I guess seeing what Oblivion looks like and what it was, like I'm like, okay, this could be like a huge night and day thing as long as it's done properly and they don't overstep with it and they don't go overboard with it. But it seems like that's not what they're trying to do with it. They're just trying to bring new life to it.
Absolutely. I think that they've set a pretty good standard with the Oblivion remaster. So here's another thought. One of the things they changed a lot in Oblivion was the character faces, because the original Oblivion had potato-faced people and they looked ridiculous, and they kept a little bit of the potato-iness but kind of updated it, especially for the Argonians and the Khajiit. The animal races look way more detailed and almost like little cartoon character, like I don't know, like puppet kind of characters. They're really cool looking. They look like you could feel them, like you could feel the texture of the scales or the fur. You know, it is really cool. When it comes to faces, like human faces, do you think that they need a significant upgrade other than just resolution? Do you think that they need to be, I don't know, a little bit more feature complete, or do we keep them roughly the same? Who has thoughts on that? Ethan,
if you don't mind me going again, or
we'll
someone else.
We'll jump to Ethan real quick and go back to Lil Green.
So my thought about that is I feel like the old engine, the game Brio, I believe it was, right?
Yeah.
It had this way of making faces very angular. Like everything seems a little sharp, a little pointy. And I think a good upgrade on that, fix that through Unreal Engine 5, that could really smooth it out, make everything look a little bit more pretty.
Plus, you could see the dirt better because of the higher resolution and better textures and things. Like really dirty people living in really dirty filth will look more clearly dirty.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But that's basically what I had to say on that. I think that's my main thing that I think that needs upgrading when it comes to faces is just like the angular nature to pretty much everyone.
So smooth them out a little bit, add some extra polygons also in the process, and kind of I think you could also get like way more detailed on the texture work of the skin, like actually having, you know, the variation from somebody who's very young, having very smooth skin, to somebody who's older, to somebody who's a ghoul, like that breadth of distance between them all. Whereas if you look back at like Fallout 3, it's like everyone kind of had the same general skin quality.
Yeah, like the same complexions kind of all around.
Yeah. I mean, some people were older and there were like a little bit more wrinkles, but like it was very subtle. It wasn't a huge difference. Whereas at least it was a cartoony difference, if that maybe would be a better way to say it, rather than something that looks kind of more real. Lil Green, what did you want to add in?
I think like the biggest thing I would like to see is just, as someone in the chat already said it on Twitch, but just variation. So a little bit more variation between like faces that you see and come across, like being able to like distinguish male, female, and especially ghoul, because like when you go face to face with a ghoul, like now you have a chance to really like see what they look like. I mean, yeah, we have like the modern stuff, even the show, but like it's just like, how would they interpret it, I guess. It's just like,
yeah.
So really just like being able to like distinguish character models is like one thing I would like to see.
Yeah. 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 Bigly in chat says 90% of the faces, female faces, look the same between Fallout 3 and New Vegas. But yeah, so more diverse, like really taking each character and kind of building them out in ways that make them look more unique and varied. Absolutely. People in chat are talking about jiggle physics. They want jiggle physics on their characters. If that is not already in the game and you play on PC, I guarantee within the first month, somebody's going to add all of that stuff in there for you. So don't worry too much. All right. Here's another question. Here's another one. The power armor in Fallout 3 is very different than when it gets to Fallout 4. Not only is it functionally different, it works more like a vehicle you get in Fallout 4, but it also is bigger. It just, you know, like somebody walking around in power armor in Fallout 3, it looks like they're just wearing clunky clothing. Somebody walking in power armor in Fallout 4, they're piloting a little mech. I mean, it's kind of, that's the difference. That's what it feels like, right? What do you expect them to do with that? Because that is a functional difference, not just a visual difference. Anybody have thoughts on that one? Saint has thoughts, and then Nova. We'll jump to Nova after Saint. Saint?
Can you guys hear me well?
Yeah, we can hear you again.
I honestly don't think that we're going to see a dramatic change with the power armor. My reason being, because if you look at something that's kind of similar, look at the way horses transition from the original to the remaster. Yeah, they look better and the animations are better, but really there's no, because I went back to try and check this. Mm-hmm. There really does not feel different. Like you can't use swords from the mounts. You can't really. And I think just going from a pure remaster and just layering Unreal 5 over it, I don't think that they can actually implement something like that without having to just invest significant more time. So I think they'll visually look better. They might make them look bulkier. But as far as like bringing them into a Fallout 4 76 level of gameplay, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, functionally, they'll stay the same, but visually, they might just look a little bit more bigger. Like I can imagine, yes, they make their character, your character gets taller, the proportions kind of get bigger once they're wearing the, you know, stuff. That makes sense. That makes sense. Nova, what were you thinking?
I was thinking based on this, all on the same lines, where it's just to be more in line with the established lore, because they're, you know, they're trying to create a cemented foundation upon which the world's going to be built off of, because the Fallout TV show already portrayed power armor in the same manner that it is in Fallout 4 and 76. They're just going to increase the proportions, but the problem I can implement into the animation. So equipping your armor will probably just be the same as it was in 3 and New Vegas, where it's actually inside your inventory rather than being a static object in the world. And you're not going to climb into it like you do in the 76 and 4. You're just going to put it on all of a sudden. Oh, you're like 2 feet taller, and then you have to duck to go through doorways and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then probably, I would imagine they would also update the HUD to be just like it is in 4 and 76 too, where instead of having the health bar, it's going to be an actual health gauge. And then possibly they might implement fusion cores too, which would add another element to the game, because, you know, 70s or Bethesda's trying to flush out their entire world. So they might add and subtract a few new things as well into the game. And I would imagine power cores or fusion cores, I mean, would be one of those.
Yeah, I could see the implementation of certain things being easier than others. Having an entire switch over to a Fallout 4 vehicle kind of system, and then like you were saying, having to get through doorways and things like that, there's too many things that have to change. But implementing something where like the UI changes when you're wearing power armor isn't a huge change. It might take a lot more than I realize. I'm not a game developer, but it seems like a much smaller thing to have to update. Or power cores. Like all of a sudden now there's power cores. Now you have to balance that. You have to make sure that they're available in the environment and that you can get them from places and there's an economy around them or whatever. So yeah, there are definitely other pieces there. Pumpkin?
Don't unbreak the winterized T-51B. Please.
And for that case, you could leave in all the bugs. I mean, that's a lot of what they did. They did clear out some of the bugs or some of the exploits in Oblivion, but they didn't. There's a lot that are still there, for sure. Phil, did you want to chime in? I think I saw your hand.
Yes. I also would hope that they make it way bulkier, because even in Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, it was also more like a clothing piece that you could carry in your inventory. But the difference in the appearance was you were way, way bulkier in Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 when you were in power armor. And in Fallout 3 and New Vegas, it's almost no difference.
Yeah.
And I also like what Nova said, that they might implement some head-up display like in Fallout 4. Because what I thought was really annoying for me personally is that when you were in power armor, you still had the Pip-Boy on the left arm and had no glove, no power armor. And this, I mean, this makes absolutely no sense.
Right, yeah.
What's the use of armor when you...
You just shoot the Pip-Boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Little cleanups like that would make a big difference for sure. So here's another one. What do you think about weather effects and lighting and those kinds of things? Because, I mean, the Wasteland has opportunity for all sorts of crazy weather. Do you think they expand on that? Do you think they just kind of update what was already there? Any thoughts on that one, Nova?
I definitely think that they should add more weather effects and make it feel like a lot more dynamic, because all there was in Fallout 3 was the occasional rain squall, and it would make the screen a little bit darker, and that was essentially it. I would love to see actual thunderstorms and really real environmental effects, like, you know, just like in Fallout 4, you even had rad storms.
Yeah.
It's probably the most nuked place on Earth, one of the most nuked places on Earth. They could easily implement that and have easy lore explanations of saying, oh yeah, well, whenever the storms blow in from this direction over here, it goes over it goes over ground zero, and so it's going to kick up all that radiation. It's going to blow it in over the city. So whenever you see a giant green cloud in the distance, go run into the cover, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a great point.
In actual true thunderstorms that are intense would be really exciting. I think it'd add a lot to the game.
Yeah, to add on to what you're saying, so much of Fallout 3 is leveled. Like, so many of the buildings are just, like, blown apart, and even the taller ones are shorter, and there's wide swaths of nothing in certain places. Like, there's very little tree growth or anything like that. So I would imagine that would create moments where the wind really picks up, because there's nothing blocking the wind in certain areas of the map. Or,
oh yeah,
that environment, or and then kicking up all the irradiated dust, and now you've got this irradiated dust storm or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to the question about so in Oblivion, you have a forested area. A lot of the map is forested, and a lot of the views are beautiful because you have these rolling hills or these mountains in the distance and these forests and trees and a lot more organic shapes in the environment. In Fallout 3, you have a lot of dead wasteland and highways and buildings, and the level of geometry is much less. You don't have all the trees and things like that. What do you do with all that stuff? How do you make that feel less? I mean, do you expect everything's going to have more polygons or maybe a little bit more variation in the different areas of the map to make them kind of distinct from each other? What do you guys think about that? Nova?
Probably. I would imagine I would imagine they would probably add a lot more, a little more shrubbery into the environment rather than just being a desolate desert floor. There'd be some shrubbery, maybe some trees that are actually starting to grow. It's 200 years after the apocalypse. Come on, something, at least something has to be growing,
right?
Especially around Oasis.
For sure.
Possibly Like I really don't know, because you don't want to change the topography of the map. Honestly, you want to probably right. keep the same. So you don't want to be adding. Oh well, this building actually wasn't destroyed, so it was just partially leveled. You know, the top two floors were blown off. No, you probably don't want to be doing that. You probably want to leave the map as real or as a true to its original form as possible, but adding in a little bit more greenery and probably more wildlife, just like it was in Fallout 4, where it feels a lot more lived in and the nature is starting to recover and even reclaim a lot of Boston, the surrounding area. You want to do the same thing probably in DC, towards going to it's not being maintained anymore, and so nature's retaking the area.
Yeah, I could see. I like the idea of like not so much trees, but smaller shrubs, or even just like, you know, yellowed grasses, you know, that are just kind of struggling, but they're kind of there, you know, just in patches where, you're not just looking at polygon dirt floor and rocks the whole time underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that kind of thing. That like the improvements in that. But I think also in the buildings, I think there's a lot of opportunity. And you can tell in some of the buildings, especially the more important buildings or the more historic buildings, that they try to work in certain details and architecture differences and things like that. But I feel like you could definitely go into even the less important buildings and make them, flesh them out a little bit more, give them a little bit more geometry. They don't all have to be these like rectangular boxes with window frames that were blown out. They can have a little bit more identity. Places well, where there's signs can be more decorated, things like that. Go ahead, Nova.
Yeah, well, that raises a good question. Are they going to update the city to look more like a futuristic city like they did with Boston, to where instead of having concrete structures, they're mostly metal facaded? Or are they going to stay true to how Fallout 3 originally was and have them be modern day, copy and pasted center structures where it's just concrete as far as the eye can see?
I think because you can justify from a lore decision either thing, because cities historically have old buildings in them. So you could say like those old buildings were there for a very long time ago, and the part of Boston that got modernized is different than the way things worked in DC. But I mean, you could come up with some justification for both, but it would be cool to see something a little different.
Yeah, it would be, because that would add a lot more color and vibrance to this, to the environment, rather than just being gray, green, and black.
yeah, for sure. Saint, what are you thinking?
Strictly speaking about the architecture and trying to change it, I actually wouldn't want to see that. I mean, yeah, you can make it look better for the thing it represents, but I don't know how many of you guys have ever actually been to DC or really taken a look at not just like the actual monuments, but also some of the government buildings. A lot of them do have the brutalist kind of architecture. Like if you look at the FBI building and a lot of some of the other museums, even stuff that's not on the National Mall, it all really does look like that. It's got not as outlandish as what you see in Fall, but I think that was a very deliberate design and artistic choice to try and make you feel, no, this was the seat of the government, especially at a time like where we know what things were like in that world up until the end. I think it has a very kind of overbearing kind of presence like that. So I really wouldn't want to see a change to that more future kind of techie Boston look. Also, because I think the Fallout 4 decision to do that was very much because, oh, this is the Institute and this is a very high tech kind of
city.
Ambiance.
Right. The whole city being known for MIT and like technology in general. That does make sense. And that is a good justification for keeping it the way it was. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts on graphics and visual changes before we move on? Anybody who hasn't had a chance to chime in, who wants to say something else, or any other thoughts on this? Ethan?
I assume this goes into the area of graphics, but specifically something that I would like, I wrote this down earlier in my notes, I would really like new specialized models for the special guns.
Mm.
So like the Lincoln repeater and all that stuff, like really make it look different and separate it from the rest of the guns in the game. Make it really, make you feel good when you get it.
Yeah, a little bit more unique, a little more standout. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Having just more variation in general is not a bad thing, you know, like the types of clothing people can wear, the types of armor, the way that looks. You know, like you only have so many models of super mutants. Well, maybe up that a little bit so they don't look exactly the same, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, special items in particular, I think that's something they did well in Oblivion, is that the special items do, they look exactly like the originals, but they also look expanded on. Or even just things like the Oblivion portals just look freaking great.
Oh my God, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. So like you could do things with different parts of Fallout 3 that really, really stand out. Like Nova mentioned the green place. The word fell out of my head.
Oasis.
Yeah. Like having that be so starkly colorful and vibrant compared to the world outside of it. When you're in the simulation,
that, you know, would be gorgeous.
Like it's similar to going to like the Shivering Isles in Oblivion. It would be like, oh, this feels like a completely different world. And you could probably use some really cool filters that make it feel like you're in a TV show even more, and like that kind of stuff. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
One more place specifically that I think would benefit greatly. Fallout 3 has this quality that I think the other Fallouts don't have, where it's really good at giving you that horror ambiance. And I think this level of an upgrade in the Dunwich building would just be mind blowing. And then on top of that, like, again, in addition, the DLC, my brain, the Point Lookout, Point Lookout would just, oh God, on top of how gross it would look, but also just how beautiful it would look in the same way.
The fog. Yes. All the weird things in that. Yes. All of that stuff would be very cool. Yeah. Upgraded. Pumpkin, she just can't wait to talk.
Bouncing off of that, what Ethan just went off with the point lookout, Mothership Zeta would look amazing. When you're doing the spacewalk. Imagine that.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of cool stuff with that one as well.
Insane.
Yeah, the weapons, the characters you meet on the ship, not just the aliens, but the other people, like all of that stuff upgraded and looking different.
Meeting the old character, was it Takahashi is his name?
Yeah. Seeing like having really cool looking badass samurai guy. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's cool. Those are some fun thoughts. All right, well, let's move on from graphics. Let's talk about the actual engine underneath it. There were some changes that were made to Oblivion. They changed the leveling system. They changed the way the combat feels a little bit. You can run. You used to not be able to run. What kinds of those like actual changes to the foundation of the way the game works are you hoping for? Do you think would be a good addition? Things to get rid of, things to make better? Anyone have thoughts on this? I see Phil.
Less crashes.
Yeah, less crashes. That would be great. No, Phil, no Thrill has some thoughts. We'll go to you first, and then if anyone who wants to go next, be ready. But go ahead, No Phil.
I think it would be. Do you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
I think it would be nice to change the leveling system a little bit, because for me it felt too easy to max out your character. Especially since you get a perk every level, so it would be good to change it like to something like New Vegas, where you get a perk every second level. And I also thought it would be nice to implement some of the weapons modding that New Vegas had in the game.
Oh, like switching things out, or what about the repair system?
You can get a scope or a magazine extension or like a better receiver, so it does not deteriorate that fast.
Right. Were you a fan of the whole repair system? Do you like that?
I said in Fallout 4, but it was nice. I think it was. It added a layer to the game, which I like, because games usually do not do this. I would have liked if it would have been more like sophisticated, like that Gantz could actually jam when they have deteriorated to a special point.
Oh, yeah, that would be frustrating, especially in a scary moment when things are running at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like this. But it was a nice thing.
Okay, cool. So yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Saint has his hand raised. Saint?
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I'll be quick. I agree. I would like to see a change to the leveling to where the perks are not as easily, you don't come by them as easily. But in inverse to that, I would like to see traits be implemented if that's possible. Mm-hmm. So you feel you, I would like to be able to like feel like.
Uh-oh, you roboted out on us. All right, wait, you're going to come back in a second. You said feel like, and then it got weird. Say that again.
I said I would like it to feel like I'm investing, like when I'm like spending time building my character, that I am. I really can't think of the good way to say it, but I would just like to see traits put into it. That way I would like to see there be some, you know, the positive comes with the negative. That's pretty much it. Just feel like, you know, the decisions I make in the early game, like when I'm building a character, they have more weight to them. So I definitely feel like traits could definitely do that. And hardcore mode, I would just love to see, you know, that put back and taken me on, put in.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense. Who else has thoughts on this? I know other people want to talk. Ethan has some thoughts. Go ahead.
I wrote a few notes down before I came in here. I wanted to make sure I had my,
yeah, no problem. That's great.
My shit locked down.
Yeah.
So I have a few things of this. I'll try to rapid fire through the easy ones real quick. Iron Sights Sprint. I feel like with what they did with Oblivion, that's a given. They're definitely going to do that. In my opinion,
yeah,
just from what Oblivion's done. And on top of that, improved animations for all those things, for running, shooting, aiming, reloading, all those things. I imagine everything's going to get some, at least a small workup. I doubt they're going to just leave it the way it was. The one of the things that I am more wanting to say, this is one that came to me. What I would really like, and I don't know if this is controversial for the Fallout 3 hardcore people,
right,
I would very much like to change the way that they do skill checks. I don't like it compared to New Vegas. I like a prerequisite system where you have 50 speech so you can persuade somebody. I don't like the percentage. Because that leads to things like, oh, you have a 98% chance and you still fail because of that 2%.
Right. I could have. It makes you just want to save scum it. That's like,
oh, I do, okay, right away.
I'm just going to save scum. Like,
yeah.
You either tell me I can or I can't. And if I can't, then I need to know. Otherwise, I'm just going to reload it and do it again. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'm a big proponent of the New Vegas style and how they did that. And last thing, because I'm taking up all the time. I would really like Fallout 4 looting. I like the way Fallout 4 does their loot system with the aim yourself at the body and you can get the items right just by looking instead of having to go into the menu.
Right.
However, I would like to say I love the old school feel of having to open up several menus. I know people hate that nowadays.
Right.
I like it, but I know that for the quality of life and for modern day gamers, people loved that kind of play.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see how sometimes having more pieces of something or things moving more slowly or whatever, like the intentionality of something like that actually leads more to the feel of it. But I totally get the idea of just like, oh, just let me glance over and pick the things I want. I don't have to open
again. I prefer the way that you said, like, definitely. But I feel like people more will want the Fallout 4 style.
Right. Spartan had some thoughts too. Spartan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was thinking about something that actually crossed my mind when I was playing the latest version of, like, the 10 versions of Skyrim recently, is when Ethan was saying that about the looting, something that I really like that each iteration of Skyrim, especially the latest when they added all the Creation Club stuff in, with the Skyrim, they added a lot of unique weapons and armors, and I don't mean like unique, like legendaries are always cool to find, but like I'm talking about you in terms of appearance, like that was always something that kind of bummed me out about the exploration for a lot of Bethesda games, is like you'll do this side quest with it, you know, some kind of built up, you know, specific named villain or named, you know, you're doing a side story, and at the end it's just a standard, you know, sword with a cool effect, or it's a standard gun with a cool effect. I would like to see them do more unique looking things as rewards tied into story stuff, even if it's side content, because I think that's, it feels more realistic. Like if you're building up whatever character's side quest I'm doing, it would make sense that they have maybe a unique thing that has a look to match and not just a cool effect. I think Fallout does a little bit better of a job, like as a baseline with that, but I thought that was like a huge problem for me in Skyrim, where you do like a massive quest and at the end it's just like an iron sword of frost or something,
right? And every iron sword looks the same as every other iron sword, unless there just happens to be an effect on it because it has some sort of ability. Give me like, just because I killed these raiders doesn't mean every raider jacket should look the same. And I know there's more variation than say 4 for that kind of stuff, but like, yeah, like even just color variation, it's just something. You know, everybody can't be wearing exactly the same clothing. I totally get that.
Yeah, I think that makes sense too, even just doing it like simpler with the color variants, because then it's not necessarily like a super specifically unique thing, but you're still adding variety for things like just wanting to match with different outfits or something.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying more specific items, and but also more diversity throughout everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think both could be cool. I was mostly focused on the more specific items, but after what you had just said, I think both would be awesome.
Okay, yeah, I thought that's where you were going at first, so that's why I kind of chimed in, but that's good to know. Cool. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Pumpkin has some thoughts. Pumpkin?
Ethan brought it up, but he said iron sights, and it's because if you've ever played Fallout 3, you know that when you zoom in with a normal weapon, you're not iron sighting it. Your head's just moving forward.
It's a little bit. Well, here's the other thing. Fallout 3, we have to remember, did not actually have like modeled ballistics, or like it was a percent chance. It was more in line with Morrowind on if you were going to hit something than it was with like a shooter. And that's something that they started to fix in New Vegas, and then it got a lot better in 4. What do you think about that? Do you think we just totally change it all and just make it all like, okay, no, if you're aiming at the thing and the bullet flies and runs into the thing, it takes damage, you know, like, is that where we go with it?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I also think, cause I'm pretty sure this was earlier in like 3 in New Vegas, where shotguns, individual pellets did damage, and not just like one set of like pellet, like it just all did one, the same, like one damage.
As long as one part of the shot hit it, then it took full damage, as opposed to individual pellets. Yeah, I like the idea of like, when shotguns do like more damage because they're closer, because more pellets hit. I like that.
Yeah.
Good point.
The only time a percentage to hit should count is in VATS. That's the only place that should count. If you shoot someone and it hits them, it should hit them and not be 99% chance and be like, oh, that 1% missed.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Let's talk about VATS. Do you want to change anything to VATS in 3? Do you feel like it works pretty well?
No, I feel like not much has changed in VATS.
Well, it's a full pause, as opposed to 4 is slow-mo, like very slow-mo, but still slow-mo.
Full pause it. I like that part of it. So, I guess just to keep it in its own feeling, I did like that Fallout 4 had the slowdown, so like there was more tension when it came to it. But I feel like just keep it the way it is. Just do the full pause, and yeah, that's my thoughts on VATS.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You guys all on keep it full pause. Everybody's like, yeah, seems fine.
Okay. Yeah. I prefer old school VATS over the new school. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just, again, it's one of those things where I just like the old school feel of it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about body parts flying off? And there's, of course, you need to include, like, you hit somebody with a rocket and the, you know, the Raiders, their guts go everywhere, right? Like, that's
bloody mess is in there for a reason.
Absolutely have that. What about robots? Like, what if, or ghouls?
I mean, yeah, it would make sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, do we add that in? Because I correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like Fallout 3 didn't have the ability to say, like, take a ghoul's arm off and it keeps coming at you.
No, but that's a fantastic
idea. Oh, yeah, actually, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, I cool. don't like, I mean,
my brain didn't think that. My brain was like, if their body parts just go flying, I was like, I'm pretty sure you can blast a robot's head off.
Yeah, you come up, you an Assaultron, and you blow off its like its right arm, so now it doesn't shoot you with that arm or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing.
I mean, when it comes to robots, yeah, it makes a little bit more sense for sure, but like, has any other game really made it so that if you shoot an individual body part, it just flies off, or is it just disabled?
They break in 4. You can you can take the legs off of like things and they crawl at you still.
But the only time I really see it anything like flying off of someone is like if you have the bloody mess perk, and then like if you do kill them the right way, then they blow up.
Well,
and,
then like, they turn into like the paste.
It's not like it's not needed in my eyes. Like being able to cripple someone but from like shooting their legs, shooting their arms, yes. Shooting robots, like because that is something that does happen in the games where like, oh, like if you shoot like a Assaultron's head, chest, arms, mm-hmm. and like those parts stop working. But like I feel like it's not needed to like it's really just something that's not needed. So it's just one less thing to go wrong in my eyes, because I know we are talking about Bethesda. I love them to death for their games, but
yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Stacy in chat says, I don't think Fallout 3 combat works like Morrowind. I can't find anywhere about shots missing like in Morrowind. It's not exactly the same thing, but I could be misremembering this, but if I recall, you could have your cursor on an enemy and shoot at like a very normal distance, and even though it looks like the bullet hit, there's no actual hit because the percentage chance said you missed, even though visually it looks like you hit the target. I believe that was a thing that was in it, that it did work like that, if I recall, but maybe I'm wrong. Blowing things to bits, there's that. What about here? We're getting closer to the end of the episode here, but what about just kind of one last topic? When it comes to the quest lines or the interactions with the characters or bugs and glitches and things that you're like, oh, they need to fix this or we need to not fix that or whatever. Pumpkin was very excited. We'll start with Pumpkin. We'll go to Phil. Pumpkin?
Markers. When you have a marker on your map and you're going through the tunnels, please. That needs to be fixed because that was confusing.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. No, Phil, go ahead.
I think was the most annoying bug in Fallout 3. Well, first there were these ghoul, I think it was the Roamers or Reapers something, and they were like ridiculously overpowered.
So balancing that out is...
So, yeah, well, and to make matters worse, they have this glitch that they shake like rigorously, and then you cannot hit them. Mm. You cannot hit them with a ballistic weapon. I think a explosive weapon like a rocket launcher still does damage to them, but you cannot hit them with a rifle or something like this. And this was really like a pain in the ass, especially like in the subway station under the Capitol. Uh-huh. Was it the White House? I'm not sure. Doesn't matter.
One of those. Yeah.
And I mean, they were overpowered to begin with. When you run into them with a companion, the companion probably died, like almost all the time. Uh-huh. And this bug made it so much worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Okay, so updates to that kind of stuff. Saint has a thought here. Saint?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
See, realistically, I don't actually wouldn't change too many of the bugs because for me, there's certain things. To me, those are kind of part of the quality and the charm that was still existed in it. Like speed running, as soon as you start a new game, going to do Operation Anchorage so you can get the in pretty much the T-51B armor that doesn't deteriorate. I don't really see the point in trying to balance things in a single player game. I mean, just to talk about something else that's older, like one of the most fun things about Morrowind was how overpowered alchemy and there's certain builds in that game that right. you could pretty much break the game right from the start. I think that was kind of the fun. I think if you want to play something more challenging, I think the onus is on the player to restrict themselves. Mm-hmm. Like if I want to play Oblivion without fast travel, that's on me to go and do it.
Right. Or and to your point, Oblivion is the same kind of thing where like you can totally game the whole potions or crafting spell system and make yourself a god if you either look up how to do it or figure it out. Like that stuff was not removed. They left that stuff in there. So to your same point, leave that kind of stuff in Fallout 3 also, because if you stumble upon it or you want to go do it on purpose, great. It's just a single player game and you're not cheating anyone else. You're choosing how you want to enjoy your experience.
Exactly. And just to talk, not to like be argumentative, but just to talk about something that No Phil had said, when it comes to the enemies that were overpowered with such as like the Ghoul Reavers and stuff like that. Again, this is going back to something way back in 2009, because I played all like a lot of some of you guys too. I played this stuff, but I also was complaining about the fact that there's a power threshold that you reach at a certain point in the game where I'm like, all right, well, now I feel overpowered and I feel there's no challenge anymore. Mm-hmm. I have no concrete proof, but I've heard other people say the same thing. We felt like the Ghoul Reavers and the Super Mutant Overlords, where they always felt overpowered. That was kind of Bethesda's reaction to us complaining, was like, all right, well, you know what? Here are your overpowered enemies.
Okay,
like,
here's your difficulties, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't really change that. And my last thought was, I don't know how the rest of you guys feel about this, damage threshold added to it, because it New Vegas had it, but 3 didn't. They only had damage resistance. So I don't know how you guys would feel about having stuff like that added to it.
I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't thought about that as a mechanic. Anybody else have any thoughts on that one? A lot of shaking heads like, maybe. Phil, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil's for it. Okay. Ethan, did you have thoughts on that too?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have crazy thoughts. I feel like you can only improve the system. Like I said, I like the I mentioned earlier about how I liked bringing over New Vegas mechanics into 3, and I think that's one that could only make it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, you know what? We're about to wrap this up. Void, we haven't heard too much from you. I just want to make sure if there's anything else in here that you want to chime in with, any other thoughts that you have that you can share your thoughts.
So, yeah, I've been pretty quiet. The only reason is I've never played either of the games, and I did not remember that this was tonight. So
it's okay.
I was completely unprepared.
Totally fair. But that's kind of a unique experience. Based on what you do know about it, is there anything that just on, you know, having seen videos or any of that, like, is there anything?
I know absolutely nothing about 3 or Oblivion or the new Oblivion or anything. Because I've specifically stayed away from it because I don't like, if I ever want to play it in the future, I want it to be pretty fresh. Like the only thing I know about 3 is a bit of the lore from this podcast.
Sure. And I would assume all of that stuff's going to stay. I don't think they're going to change any of the lore. I would, at least not any of the main lore. I mean, they might change the way some of the armor looks or something. That's, you know, of course, somebody's going to get way upset at that. But for the most part, they're going to leave the lore.
As long as the Enclave still has yellow eyes, I think we're good.
Yeah. Well, hey, don't jinx it.
The line climb no longer has yellow eyes. They ruined the game. Bethesda hates us.
Bethesda, if that changed.
Yeah. It's got to be hard being them, because you know there's this list a mile long that like somebody on the internet's going to be like, oh my god, Bethesda hates us because they did this thing. It's like, come on. Some designer just made a change, and that's just the thing that was most important to you. Yeah, that's the way that can go. All right, any other last thoughts? Anything else? We've talked about the visuals, you've talked about the mechanics. Anything else that I missed? Anything else that you think? Ethan? Ethan's got a list. All
right.
So
I do. I got my list. I was going to say, I would bang out the last of my list right now. I
go for it. Do it.
Okay. Yeah. One. So engine fixes. One thing about that, every game that Bethesda drops, there's always an engine fix coming. And you might think Unreal Engine 5 will automatically fix that. However, you are wrong, because Oblivion Remastered dropped, they still had engine problems, and Unreal Engine 5 on top of that makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of problems with that. A lot of people are getting turned off to the remaster due to that.
Yeah, yeah, there are definitely some things that, like, I've had crashes, and I've just been like, okay, come on, really?
Yeah, I'm only about 5 hours into the remaster so far, so I haven't had any crashes yet. I've been lucky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had one that never happened to me in the original, yeah, where I was in the middle of doing the main quest line and get to, it was mm-hmm. probably not spoilers, you get to Martin back safe to a place. It's not a huge spoilers right in the beginning. And
I've beaten the game before anyway.
Yeah, and I saved it as we were just like, and then I decided to, like, I don't know, mess with some graphic settings or something like that, and mm-hmm. went away, came back the next day, loaded up my save. As soon as I loaded into the game, I just jumped straight up in the air. I just flew off, and I was like, okay, is this like getting hit by a giant in Skyrim and I'm going to tumble back to the ground? No, I just took off to space and kept going. And I was like, seriously? And then I was like, okay, this must have just been a glitch. Reloaded the same save, same thing. It just kept happening.
Oh, no.
Right. So I had to go back to the previous save, and it was fine. But, like, I was like, are you kidding? I'm just flying to the moon now?
Jesus.
I don't know.
That's why I got to remember to make sure I do more than one save. I have a terrible habit of not doing multiple saves when I play games.
Yeah. I'm always hitting the quick save, and then I'm always, after a few minutes, I'm like, okay, this should be a regular save. I'm going to do that and keep moving.
So, well, to bust out the last two that I have, something Oblivion Remastered did, I expect Fallout 3 to do, audio revamping, additional voices for NPCs.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. More super mutant voices, more ghoul voices, yes, that kind of more diversity, so you don't just keep hearing the same thing over and over.
That was a very welcome addition, and I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that. I know that I do.
Yes. Yeah. Because you can't just talk to Steve Johnson talking to Steve Johnson for 100 hours. It's kind of old.
And my last
Wes final Johnson, thing. Wes Johnson, not Steve Johnson. Why am I thinking Steve? Wes Johnson.
I understood what you meant.
You know what I'm saying. Who's Steve Johnson? One. Steve Johnson is probably somebody out there like, oh, me? Not you, Steve. Wes, go ahead.
Last one, again, could be controversial, this one, because people are very protective of their systems and such. I personally would strip out the karma requirements for companions.
Oh,
I don't like it. I prefer in the other ways. If you mess up enough, do enough stuff they like, they can leave you. So overhaul the companion system.
That's interesting. What I would do. Yeah, because karma was a big thing in 3. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, and they kind of dumb it down later on. You know, kind of mm-hmm. lessened it, but it was a big priority in 3. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
That is the end of my list.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad you did your homework. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I try.
cool. All right. Any other final thoughts? Anybody else who's like, this is something else I want to make sure just get in here by the end? Spartan?
I like the voice actors thing. I should have mentioned that myself. That was definitely something that I noticed playing Oblivion. Because, I mean, not that any of the voice actors that were used for the original weren't, you know, I liked all the performances. But the variety, especially when it's supposed to be this big open world game, mm-hmm. having 90% of the people sound like the same, or 90% of the characters sound like the same, like 5 to 8 people.
Yeah.
It's a little immersion breaking, even if the performances are good.
Yep.
Also, Steve Johnson, I looked it up. It's an American tennis player, I think.
Okay, Steve Johnson.
Maybe, yeah. That was the first result.
So we get Steve Johnson on the phone. Get him to do some player. Voice lines for Fallout 3 remaster.
But yeah, no, I do like the voice actor thing, though. That that was something that when I had the problem where I got the Oblivion, the new Oblivion, and then I was playing that, and that gave me nostalgia for Skyrim. And so I started a new Skyrim run, and I haven't gone back to the Oblivion run. So
yeah.
I've had that problem lately where I've some of the stuff I said today was more related to the various renditions of Skyrim, because I have been playing that a lot more lately. Mm-hmm. But that was something that stood out to me was that increased variety. Because I just think that, again, it's more of an immersion thing than anything. Like, it just, you need a variety of voice actors when you're having so many characters in different cities and stuff across the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with that. And also, my modded version of Skyrim is so customized to the things I like that it's hard going back to something that's a little bit more general. You know, like the way the combat feels. In Skyrim, I can chop people's heads and arms off and stuff, and it's great. And then I can't do that anymore in Oblivion. I'm sure they're going to add mods that do all those things eventually. But yeah, I had the same kind of thing. I was just like, you know, I was so comfortable with my Skyrim because I customized it so much. But tell you what, it's the end of the show. Thank you, everybody, for being here. What we're going to do now is we're going to go back through. You can say your goodbyes, tell people how they can get a hold of you or whatever. But then we're all going to pick a month and a year that we think will be the release date for Fallout 3 Remaster, assuming that it happens, which seems, all signs seem like this is very likely. It seems like they're putting a lot of money out there, like they'd be missing out on several million copies of this being sold if they don't do it. But here, let's just go back through in the screen, the way everybody's on my screen. We'll start with Pumpkin. Pumpkin, thanks for joining us. What do you think? When's it going to come out?
Well,
pick just a month and a year.
If it's going to come out anything like Oblivion, it's going to be a complete shadow drop where it's like they teased it 2 days before and then dropped it like
within, so you're saying, like
48 hours
June
it this I'm June. Not saying this year. I definitely could see within like the next 5 years, so I'm gonna go with like 2027 June
2027. All right, that's Pumpkins. Anything else you want to share before you go?
Well, you can always find me on Blue Sky, the Pumpkin King, and with the E being a 3 and the I's being 1s. You can also find me on the Discord, and you can always hear me over on the Dungeons and Dipshits podcast, which I'm sure Void will talk about more, and on Overtuned, which I'm certain Spartan will also talk about more.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again. Nova, what do you think? When's it coming out?
I'm going to say 3 years and 3 months from now. So that's going to be what, August of 2028.
Wow. Okay. You're going a little bit later than Pumpkin. All right.
August. Yeah, no, I just barely overlap him.
Okay. All right. Anything you want to share?
I'm always on the Discord. You can always hit me up there. I have a YouTube channel that is just Supernova. It's capital S-U-P-E-R, capital N, zero, capital V, capital A, with a gold trooper icon. I've posted there a long time, trying to get back to it. Just life keeps kicking me in when I'm down. So, yeah, I'll get to there eventually.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. I hope things get better.
Just being an adult, you know.
Yeah, adulting. Absolutely. Totally understand. Well, thanks for joining us again. No Phil, no thrill. What month and year? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I was going to pick 2027, but Pumpkin already did this, so I'm.
You can double up, or you could pick a slightly different month.
Yeah,
you could Price is Right him and do July instead of August, and then
I'm going October 2027.
Ooh, October. Okay, all right, October. Got it. Anything else you want to?
23rd October.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
You can always hit me up on the Discord, or you also can find me on Instagram at nofillnothrill. If you want to talk, hit me up.
Great. And thanks for staying up late to make this work out. I know it's not early on your side of the world. So appreciate that. All right, Ethan, what do you think? Month and year.
All right. So I'm going off of the old Microsoft documents that leaked. Everything was about to be 2 to 3 years apart. I'm going to put it at April 2027.
That is my vote as well. You named the same thing I did, because I think it'll be the same month as Oblivion, but it'll be 2 years after. I also think that that's going to coincide more with maybe season 3 of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's I had some reasons for picking that as well. So. Yeah, I'm on board with that one. Yes. So there you go. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, well, you can find me on every single social media platform. There is as Ethan Linares VA. And or Baron Sitz Krieg was my original handle before I switched it to my more professional, just my name. You can, like I said, as you can find me on there, you can find me on YouTube, same thing. I am a voice actor. You can find me on Nexus Mods and many mods for Skyrim, Fallout, everything. Stealth Penza is the new big mod for New Vegas that a lot of people are playing right now. I am in that. Go download it. Check it out.
Very cool. Very cool. I might hit you up because I thought it would be fun to create a mod and I would do all the voice myself as the annoying fan in Oblivion. But I would be super chill and not impressed. I just need somebody who can do the coding part because I can't.
That's the problem. I'm just the voice actor.
Yeah, but you might know people. That's what I'm hoping.
True. I can find people for you. That I can do.
You might know somebody who can work with me because instead of like buy Azura, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Just like, I can definitely hook you up with some dudes. I got you. I can do that.
You beat that guy up real good. Nice work. Yeah, like I just want to do that. Anyway, cool, man. Thanks for joining us this week.
No problem. That'd be
or
here.
Month or, you know. But yeah, looking forward to having you around next time.
Thank you.
All right, Lil Green, what are you thinking? Are you on board with Ethan and I? Are you earlier, later?
I'm close. A little bit earlier. I was thinking November 26th.
Ooh. I like earlier. I wouldn't be upset.
I'm only saying that because if it would coincide with the holiday season. So, because with true. How successful Oblivion has been, I feel like they might put a little bit more effort into it. And especially since 90% of the work, but like a lot of the work is already done when it comes to the game. It's just like updating things.
Right.
So
right.
I have some faith we get it sooner than later.
Also, they have experience from the Oblivion one, which means there's less learning when going into Fallout 3. Also, as far as we know, it's going to be a long time till we get Fallout 5. So making a Fallout a holiday kind of thing might be a smart idea. I could see that because we probably aren't going to get that anytime soon. Otherwise. So, okay, cool. What else you got going on?
My typical thing I always promote. You can find me on Instagram and follow to see some of my photography. I'm going through like a photo shoot I did a couple of weeks ago and a drifting event I was at this past weekend. So we'll be seeing me posting about that. That's LilGreen_photography on Instagram. If you want to chat or play games, you can find me on the Discord. My name's just LilGreen over there, I think.
Who even knows?
I'm pretty easy to get a hold of.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us again.
Yes, always happy to be here.
All right, St. Jib, what do you think? What day are you going with?
I'm going to say that it's probably going to come October of 2028, just because one, we're not going to get it till after ES6. And I think that would coincide perfectly with the 20 year anniversary of the game itself.
Ooh, well, that's a good reason. Yeah.
To me, in my mind, that just makes the complete most sense. As far as where to find me, I am St. Jib, that's JIUB on the Discord. So if anyone wants to chat or if you want to argue with me about why Mr. House is not a villain, you find me on there.
I don't know. I made a good case, man. I made a good case. Come on.
No, I respect
I'm you. I'm not saying that he didn't do good things. That's not my argument. My argument.
I understand completely. I have a just completely different perspective on the matter. But and like I always say when I'm a guest on here, Tom, I always robots. I appreciate you, you know, hosting this and, you know, letting us say our piece.
Yeah, man. Thanks for joining me. I'm totally open to having different perspectives too. So like I think that's part of the fun is like being able to have friendly debates about these things, you know, and I think the world needs more of that. Like we all need to like get off our whatever and stop feeling like if someone disagrees with us, we hate their guts. That doesn't make any sense. You know, like you and I can have two completely different perspectives on House and we might both learn something from each other. That's cool. You know,
absolutely.
So cool, man. Thanks for joining. Spartan, what do you think?
Oh, I actually just got really stumped there because I had the same exact guess as Gia.
Oh,
I was going to say the 20th anniversary. So that was, I didn't really put the legwork in to think of an alternative after because he
that's
went
fine.
Right before me.
There. You can go with the same thing. That's totally fine.
That was where my head was going with that. Cause, and I was even going to, cause I, kind of wasn't paying attention at the very beginning of this, and so I was worried that maybe somebody else had already said it and I was going to ask about that, and then Gee said it. So
you're good. You're good. You can double up. You can
that was, but that was definitely, I just think with the 20 anniversary thing, and like Lil Green had mentioned with his, that doing it around the holidays, October still kind of fits in with that, especially so you have the 20th anniversary hype, you have Thanksgiving time with Black Friday, and then Christmas soon after that. Mm-hmm. So like, I think doing it then, you would have basically a guaranteed like 3 to 4 months where not only is there a lot of hype, but there is also a lot of like people are used to spending around that time.
Right.
So you would be working kind of multiple angles. I think it would just be very successful. Not that I think it wouldn't be if they did it at another time, but I think like that would be a way to maximize their profit from it. Not that that's necessarily their total goal, but
totally. Especially if the studio doesn't have something else releasing at a similar time frame, to be able to slot that in makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And Pumpkin says October is also when the bombs fell in our chat. Yeah. It coincides with very important dates for Fallout, you know?
So yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to share?
I'm sure you've got. I mean, Night Rain comes out for me because the different time zones have like a staggered start. So I should be able to play it tomorrow at 6 p.m. Elden Ring Night Rain. So that's going to be fun. Of course, why does that matter? Well, I am the host of
because it's awesome.
The Elden Arch. Yeah. Well, that too. I'm excited. But I am the host of the Elden Archives, the From Software Lorecast on the network, mostly talking about Elden Ring so far. But there's been some Souls like stuff mixed in there, some general topics, kind of references to the older games too. But that's a lot of fun. I also, Pumpkin mentioned Overtuned. That's been going on for a few months. That I made an announcement about that. You and I, Tom, actually talked about that over this past week.
Yeah.
That show is still like a thing. It's good. It's good, definitely taking a pause and all that. I kind of have to focus on the Night Rain stuff. I got to have time to both play and keep up that show. So Overtuned will still be, you know, on Spotify and all that. And I had been doing that. People can check that out, but there's not going to be anything new for a while. Just while I figure out some of the details on that front, but definitely not, definitely not dropping the idea entirely. Still, I still really like doing that. It's been a great excuse for me to stop watching the same like two shows every every day, because with Overtuned it was all about watching and reviewing animated media, so that gave me an excuse to branch out on some stuff. But no, mostly just Elden Archives. I know Ronan and I will say this, because Night Rain is either one person or three people, they don't have it to where you can play with just duos yet.
Yes.
They've even apologized for that. The game director was like, "Man, that was my bad."
Yeah, and from what I've heard, single player is not tuned well either. Even though you can be a single player, it's going to be way hard.
I thought about that. I was a little worried about that for sure, because I didn't play the first one, but I played Remnant 2 when it came out. And that game is similarly like one person up to three man squads, but there's a lot of bosses that are designed specifically with the co-op in mind. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that game alone kind of had the thought in the back of my mind that it's just going to be hard for them to balance that. And it seems like that's true from the initial reports. So that's what I was going to say, is because Ronan and I are both going to get it on PC, but we currently don't have a set like consistent third person. Yeah, there you go. If you want to play with Ronan,
maybe if I can get some time, it's on my list I should probably pick this up. I mean, I definitely played Elden Ring, so like,
yeah,
I can't say I'm the best player in the world, but
no.
I can probably hold my own a little bit.
I think it's more of just like, because we were just going to probably do duos, or maybe like queue
randos,
the two of us.
Yeah, two plus
and
one.
And then like a random, but they don't have that. So we have
I thought they did. I thought there
was. Oh, you can do two and then get a random?
I think so. One of the reviews said that
you just can't do two by yourself. Okay, that makes sense.
And you could do two plus a random, but there was not in-game voice. So that's why it was hard, because you could ping things. Because
you have like two people maybe on a Discord or something
So you could ping things, but like if you're in a castle and you're trying to tell them to go down into the underground part of the castle, like how do you ping it? There's no vertical ping. You know, it's
for sure.
Right. So it's just better to have three people on voice. So I'll let you know. Yeah, keep me posted.
Yeah, I had something in the Elden Archives Discord chat about that, like just who's picking up Night Rain. And it seems like, I mean, everyone that's voted either said yes, they are getting Night Rain, or yes, they will probably get Night Rain once they see what people say.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I'm sure that'll be a central place for people chiming in about that over the next week. So cool. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. And they just confirmed that the movie's happening too. So that's supposed to be 2026. But I don't know. Like last summer was the DLC. I'm kind of getting really lucky with the timing on this stuff. But like every summer, there's some big Elden Ring thing that, you know, gives me a bunch of stuff to talk about and focus on. That's been fun.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Awesome. Well, good luck with all that. All right. Void, you're wrapping it up for us. What do you think?
Hello.
When do you think it's dropping?
I'm going to go right for the exact date that No Phil No Throw went for, October 23rd, 2027, 50 years to the date that the bombs dropped.
Before.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's a fun thought. I mean, you could market that 50 years before the bombs dropped.
And that is definitely something I can see the Fallout, the Bethesda doing, like, because they've done some wacky stuff in the past like that.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to share?
I am the DM for the Dungeons and Dipshits podcast. We are a 4-player, 1 DM live play D&D. We record in batch, so our episodes can get a little wacky, but it's all fun and games. We have 4 episodes out right now. We go up every other Saturday, I believe. Right, Logan? Pumpkin? Yeah. So wait a minute, I'm the one posting them. I should know this.
Sorry, it's all right. That's why you have other people around you to help.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah.
Because I've slept since then.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I know I'm your kind of like, I'm like the person that kind of keeps things going for you. I mean, I'm the one that got you into this call. So.
Right.
Thanks, Pumpkin.
But yeah, I am also a co-host with Spartan on Overtuned. I believe this week, Spartan, do you want to say something, or can I say what it's going to be this week?
Well, I just made a whole thing about how it's going on pause, and there's been something in the Discord for a few days about that, so probably not.
That would have been a lovely DM.
Oh, well,
okay.
Hopefully things work out and you guys can keep going with that in the future.
Well, then I won't spoil my next episode.
Come back in the future. Yeah.
Oh,
check it out. But yeah, Dungeons and Dipshits, go check that out, right? How many episodes are you guys into that now?
That is 4. Okay. This next Saturday, the 7th of June, will be episode 5.
Sweet.
Cool. And so episode 4, what did you guys do? You guys moved to Sandworm. That's what you guys did. You guys moved to Sandworm and threw up.
No. An NPC threw up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, that is marketing material there. Check out our podcast, because the cast will move a sandworm and some NPC will barf.
Yes, and there are sound effects, so you might throw up too.
Great, wonderful, awesome. Even more reason to listen. Well, cool. Well, good luck with that. That's awesome. Thank you for being here. And I guess we're just going to have to see, I mean, sometime in the next few years, whenever the game comes out, who nailed it, who is closest or whatever. I think we'll have to try to remember to go back and look up this episode when it does come out and be like, okay, who voted, who got it what. But thank you everybody for joining me. Chat, thank you for being here. And real quick, before we head out, I have to thank our patrons, you guys especially, but everyone else who's on our Patreon as well, including our newest patron, Lemonhead527. Thank you for joining. And also our sentry bot, Dusty Ray, who gets a shout out because he's a sentry bot every week. And to all of our patrons, thank you so much for your support. Patreon.com/FalloutLorecast. You can join us for future chats like this. You can get t-shirts and stickers, or you can get ad-free episodes at the lowest tier. All sorts of fun stuff. That's what's going on there. If you want to help out in other ways, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I'll read that out on a future episode. We don't have any new ones this time, but that means if you leave one, I'll probably read it out on the next episode. And you can share it with your friends, all that stuff. You guys know how this goes. That's it. Thank you everybody for being here. We'll see you next time, or at least I'll see you next time. They'll see you next month. Bye everybody. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter @robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.